back again with another episode. This time, more Star Trek. And more everything. I do my best not to bore you. But we gotta talk about the world problems. That's all we need to do, you know? That's all we need to do. Talk about the world problems. Moyo Day is getting close. 4th July, what y'all doing for 4th July? The nation birthday. And at the end of summer, Labor Day. This time of year, I'm not comfortable with. I like my fall and winter. How many of y'all like the spring and summer? Pretty a lot of y'all around Baltimore. My shout out goes to St. Joe's in California. New York, Alaska, Arizona, Florida, and Amsterdam, Delaware, you clamming up to. But the rest of the country, y'all need to get on board. Told you, this is a good show. Get on board. Like the song said. Just get on board, man. Just get on board. It won't hurt nothing. It won't hurt a dang. It won't hurt a dang, you know? That's why I had to cut the fan off, because it's trying to drop the rating. But we got a long summer ahead of us, and I can't wait till football season starts again. Yeah, we get the Orioles a chance. Maybe the Dodgers will come back again, you know? But congratulations once again, California, Los Angeles. The Dodgers and the Rams, world champions, World Series, and Super Bowl. Way to go. Way to go. You know, just so proud of y'all. Wish I was out there to celebrate with that, with y'all. And my people in Los Angeles is dropping to 7. What's going on out there? Don't like me no more? I'm all the way in Baltimore. I just want you to listen to the show, you know? And just talk. I know there's a lot of Star Trek fans out there. You know? And I'm coming out there when it get cold. You know? Not the summertime. Because it's hot around, all around in California. You know? Nevada. I've been out there once. And I'm coming back out. I want you to clam, you know? Start watching. Look at me on YouTube, you know? And go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and put the light, and ring that bell. That's everyone, okay? I got to get the people from Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, Washington, the District of Columbia, and Connecticut, to join, right? Y'all way down there in numbers, you know. California was a little down there in numbers too. But the clam. New York, I love y'all guys. I love you. Because you've been up top. You've been up top. New York, you supporting me. California dropped a little. But if LA and other counties start listening, I'll appreciate it. You know, St. Joe's, thank you. You know, and what is it? Phillip Island and Smilewood, California, and Concord, California. Yeah, y'all got like, you got what? You're in second place, like 65 people download. That means 65 people listening. And Flipland, Flip-lit, something like that. Y'all got 2. And Smilewood, you got 6. Los Angeles, you beating those up too. So, Los Angeles, you're still my city. I love you. I love y'all girls. All y'all sexy girls out there. I'm coming out there, you know. And I'm going to find me a California girl. But tell your friends. Tell your co-workers and all. I'm Corey Whitlock. Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Worldwide. Thank you for my promoters and all. But my radio is St. Joe's with 130, and I think they one of the people that praying for me and all. And all y'all out there in St. Joe's in the county, I'm coming to visit y'all because I love y'all guys. And just going to come eat some breakfast out there in the town and all, and just sit with y'all and talk with y'all. Alright, be cool. I'll get out there. Alright, if I have to take the Greyhound bus when I get out there, I will. Or take an Uber when I get out there. I'm trying to get my license, but I'm putting my time in and my daughter and all. But I'm trying, you know. But that's the way it is, you know. And things is just really tough, you know. Right now, like Frank Sinatra said, Frank Sinatra, that's life. You're down in April, back up in June. That's life, you know. That I always play that. Just to lift my spirit, you know. And Frank Sinatra, whatever his name is. I like, that's a pretty good song, you know. And I really like that song. But thank you for your love, California, all over California, especially Los Angeles. Y'all was up there at one time. But thank you for your love, you know. New York can't have no more better prayers, you know. And I just like to say, everyone, please just go to Arizona, go to the bookstore, and support my book. It's coming out in May the 20th. It's going to be ready at 12 a.m. on May the 12th. May the 20th. Not May the 12th. May the 20th. Okay? Mr. Boogie Shoes. Just read it what it's about. Okay? And as I get better, I mean, I'm still new at this writing thing too, you know. I'm going to start describing details what the book is about on the back of the book and all. But this one don't have it, but it will be in details, okay? But just read it, okay? Just read it. It's right now, I got 2 under my belt. And the book's going to be more longer and more great, you know. And I'm never going to stop, you know. I'm not going to stop. And I'm working on a script, a TV pilot called Harbor Citizens. And I want to sell it to one of the studios, you know, or one of the streaming companies like Netflix or Amazon and so on, you know. 81, and I hope they get it. I hope they buy it. You know, I ain't gonna take the first offer, but I'm gonna try to work my way up the ladder just a little bit, you know. But it's my first pilot and all, you know, and you know, yeah. So anybody in California listening, anybody out there, I got a TV pilot and I want to make it here in Baltimore. And it's called Harbor Citizens. It's something like Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, and New York Law and Order. Everybody know the show Law and Order, right? It's like all of those shows put in one. Okay? It's not really no science fiction. It's a drama right now. Now, if I get it sold, I might write a science fiction pilot, but let's see what happens and all. Now, they always told me to think big, and that's what I'm doing. I'm still in my 50s and still dreaming big. Okay? So, I'm thinking big, you know. And I just hope that it sells. And maybe they might have to rewrite it just a little bit. You know, who knows? We'll work something out. You know, just give me a little credit on the screen, okay? You know, put my name on the screen. You know, I will be glad. I will be thankful for that. And have my book in a bookstore and have a TV pilot on TV. Yeah. God is working his miracles. He's working his miracles because people like y'all go to church and pray for people like me. You know? And I'm just one of the people who's grateful and thankful for y'all prayers and all. You know? And don't ask for no money. Don't ask for no gifts. All I ask is your super prayers. That's all I need, and your blessings. That's all. That's all I need. The man upstairs will take care of the rest. Okay? And that's how it works, you know? That's how everybody should think, you know? And maybe the world will be a better place. But, I just hope maybe one day the world would think like that, you know. Yeah. So that's what's going on with me. I'm excited about the book. I'm excited about the going to Atlantic City with my kids. And I'm just excited about doing this show, you know. And just so happy, you know. It just feel good to have a podcast talk show that people listen to you. And you get to see the numbers and everything, how many people listen to you and all. And it's just, to me, it's just so amazing, you know. But it works for me, you know. Okay, ain't that much that I didn't talk about in the last podcast about Ukraine, but I'm just asking people to pray for Ukraine, for all the people out there. I mean, just think, it was the United States. China came here to invade the United States. When you want people around the world to pray for you, took away your luxury, your cars, your TVs, your freedom, they just came here with an attitude and took everything away, invade our country, destroying everything. All your luxury, all your hot cars, all post, all that would be destroyed. And all. Just think, put yourself in a situation where these people at. And they have, and then we have to be refugees, fleeing to Mexico and, what's your call? Canada. You know, way we treat Mexicans, they're going to treat us the same as anything ever happened to the United States, you know? Some of them already do. But people, you better care more, you know? Just better care more. I mean, it just, we got to love. We got to have more love, okay? Just got to have more love. My daughter will come home in probably a couple hours. Maybe, hopefully, she'll come home at 8. And I can get a show in. I'm trying to get a show in. I'm wanting to get a couple shows in before she gets back home. I'm going to be with my aunt in Ravaland, over on Ravaland House. And I'm going to be there until I'll be relieved. Rod, to watch Rod, my cousin. And hopefully I'll get a little extra cash. I'll get a little extra cash somewhere. You know, that's my daily schedule coming up. But I know, people, it's just Monday is peeking over our shoulders, ain't it? The weekend never lasts. Do it. Yeah. Laying in bed thinking about it, ain't you? Like, please go slow. Please go slow. I know. Friday, I had this a little, well, really disappointed of the cab service and this mobility service. And got home so late. And I was just hoping the weekend would last. Well, this last, you know? And I don't know. I don't even know I even seen Saturday. Sunday, it seemed like it just jumped to Friday to Sunday. Right, from Friday to 7 o'clock Sunday night. Didn't even see Saturday. No? But that's the way it is. You know, just get up. Just get up and go, okay? That's my advice to y'all. I don't know what I would do if I live in California. I probably would never go to work. I don't know. It's just too good out there. I mean, I know it's fires and crime and stuff like that and homeless, but I still love LA. I still love California. You know, I know. But hey, I still would love it. You know. But the war in Ukraine is still going on, and it still can go south, and just keep an eye on the people. All your favorite TV shows are ready to leave the air? Not mine. After one goes off, another favorite comes on. Thanks for the world of screening. Thanks for the world, the great world of screening. It don't have to wait to September no more or the fall to see new TV shows no more. Y'all remember that? When the TV shows goes off, we won't see them till next fall. Y'all remember those days, didn't you? Yeah. Like Dallas, Deuce and Hazard, Credible Hawk, they all had a final episode. And then we won't see them no more until the season, next season, if they come back. But now, we don't have to do that no more. We got Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, Peacock. we get to see our shows anytime we want. You know, don't have to stay home no more. Remember, we had to put the tape in the VCR and set it for our favorite shows. Don't have to do that no more. Boy, America, we got it so good, you know. I mean, tune in the way we came, we got it so good. But we can take our shows with us, you know. And we usually can do that. Take our phones with us too in the shows. Watch them on the phone. Watch them on the tablet. Watch them on the TV in the car. So, I would say we really came a long way. A long, long, long way from what we had. And reason I'm bringing this up, because some of y'all shows won't come back until next fall. You know. But way they do it now, they do the shows on streaming, and it, you know how they do it, and you get whatever your favorite show at, you get to watch all the seasons. They put all the seasons up, all the episodes up for the whole season. Some studios just have to make you wait. They still make you wait until the fall to next season, and then you get to all the seasons. Then you get to all the episodes. But yeah, you still have to wait for some TV shows to next fall. Like Chicago PD and Chicago Med and Chicago Fire and Law and Order. You still have to wait for next year for those shows. But, like I said, thanks to the world screening, you get the summer shows too. New episodes of summer shows. And hopefully, I'm just thinking hopefully that we'll get back to back Strange New Worlds and Discovery and all the other shows in between. Picard, I definitely want to see the third season of Picard, because they bringing back all the cast members from the original show, from Next Generation. So all the cast is coming back for the third season, and it's been a good, really good third season. I mean really good story. I don't know about some fans think, but I think it's been really good. Picard's been really good. Now, what I do after the seasons go, I go back and watch the whole seasons of Discovery and Picard again. Yeah, so, and before they start again, I just watch the first season all the way down to season 4, to the end of season 4. So I go from the first season to season 4 to the last episode of season 4 on Discovery. I do that on Lower Decks, Picard, and I do it on Picard. And I'm going to do the same thing on Strange New Worlds. Yep. I'm going to do the same thing. Now, the one with Janeway in it, I think that's going to come back, finish up in the summer, sometime in the summer. And that's going to end, and then that's going to come back for a second season. So, we'll see if it, hopefully, they all come back for a second season. And Lower Decks, what is a funny cartoon, and I just love Lower Decks, you know. I'm going to watch the whole two seasons of that, and then wait to the third season. That should be in August, and hopefully I get to see, the cartoon with Janeway in it. And we finish watching that, and we get a second season of that. But like I said, the biggest one is Strange New Worlds. I know. You only got Thursday to go, and I'm off on Thursday. Got Thursday to go. One more season, one more episode of Picard, fans. And I'm trying to get that Star Wars fans pumped up too for Obi-Wan Kenobi. But I'm not sure if it's next year or this year. This May. Alexa said it was no release date, but I heard it was 27. So I'm not sure when it's going to come out. This year or next year. So Star Wars fans, please go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, and push the like and ring the bell, because I would love to know when Obi-Wan Kenobi comes. And I think we're only going to get six episodes. I keep saying season, six episodes. And then probably go into another season, get six more. The Book of Boba Fett, we only got like five or six of them. I mean, wow. I wish we would have got more of that, you know. But it's all good, you know. It's all good. And if anybody else got a favorite TV show that they want to see, you know, and they can't wait to see, you know, come back on the air and all. I mean, the season finales, it's all in the bumpers right now. And it's coming up, season finales and all. But hey, some shows will go, some shows will not come back. Anybody remember Beverly Hills 90210? Yeah, they trying to make a comeback. I don't know what happened to that show. I'm talking about the new Beverly Hills 90210. They tried to make a comeback on Fox, and they was doing it. They was playing themselves, you know, and everything. I think it was kind of cool and everything, and doing the show like that and all. Cause one of the people died on the show, and all the cast members came back to do Beverly Hills 90210 again. But it was more, it wasn't a show, it was them playing their self. And I just wonder why they didn't come back, why they didn't keep it up. You know, pretty good. I mean, I was getting a little into it. Because they playing their self, they weren't playing their characters. But, you know, like I said, some shows come back, some shows don't. And I think the pandemic too, you know, took the show off the air and all. And when production and everything shut down in California, a lot of things was hold back. And I was praying, because I was waiting for season 4 of Discovery. I was waiting. It was right in the middle of the pandemic. They just finished filming, wrapping up season 4. And they had to go in post-production. Man, if they would have waited a little bit longer, we probably have never got season 4 of Star Trek Discovery. Because the pandemic shut everything down. No. But I'm glad they wrapped it up before the pandemic started. That they wrapped it up a week before, I think like 2 or 3 weeks before. That's something for the Star Trek history book, you know? Yep. But it's been 2 years, people. So what y'all been doing for the 2 years? Where was you when the pandemic came? What you were doing? Was you scared? Did you know what to do? You know? I was a little scared. All I did is come home, go home, go to work, and came home. You know? Yeah. I wasn't playing with that. Mm-mm. So, probably going to give you a little short show because Jessica is great to come home and all. But I'm just glad. So I'm going to give you a half a show and we'll go back to the hour show in the next Corey Whitlock podcast show. But I'm going to shut it down. And I just want to get back on the air and get a show out and everything. But thank you for joining me. Once again, thank you, St. Joe's, California, and everyone else all around the country and the world. Just need to get more countries and more people up. Remember, subscribe to my channel, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show on YouTube. Just type it in, same way, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Subscribe to the show, push a like, and push that bell, and then you get a notification when I put up new videos on the show. I'm filming the show right now, but I'm sorry, I can't give you a whole hour. I'm going to have to give you a half an hour, but I love y'all guys. And thank you for joining me again. And as always, live long and prosper. And may the force of Jesus be with you always. And as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and we love you. And we love you. See ya.